Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning. Welcome to this edition of Atlanta Business Radio, powered by Business Radio X. I'm your host, Alex Gossett-Shiflett, and we have a very special guest in our studio today. But before we get started, make sure you are connected with us on social media, Twitter at Business Radio X. Also, today's show, Atlanta Business Radio, you can follow us at Atlanta Biz Radio, and you can connect with me personally on Twitter at Alex G. Shiflett. Love to hear from you, and you can check out our pictures of our guests in the studio. All right, our first guest today, I'm so excited to introduce Jim Farmer. Jim has been coordinating Out on Film, Atlanta's LGBT Film Festival, since 2008. He is a graduate of the University of Georgia. He has served as a juror for other film festivals and is also an area arts and entertainment writer. Welcome, Jim Farmer.
Thank you so much for having me this morning.
I'm so excited you're on our show. The whole idea of a film festival, it's fascinating and it's exciting. Before we talk about the film festival, I want to ask you a couple of questions. When did your love affair with film first begin?
Oh, boy. At a very young age. I mean, I was very, very small when I started, you know, trying to sneak out to the theater and watch movies. I lived with my grandmother, and she lived about half a mile from a movie theater. So I'd always try to get her to take me to movies. And, you know, once I experienced that, I just couldn't turn back. I mean, I've always just been a real movie geek. It's been, just been a passion and part of my life.
Right. Where did you study?
I went to the University of Georgia, and I was actually radio, TV, film major. There really wasn't much of a film department back then when I went to school, but I was a drama minor. So radio, TV, film, major, drama minor, University of Georgia.
Excellent. Okay. Well, tell us about Out on Film. What is it?
Out on the Film is Atlanta's LGBT, which is Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Film Festival. We've been around since 1987. This is our 29th year, and we're one of the oldest and one of the largest LGBT film festivals in the country. We have our event this year. It's September 29th through October 6th, and we have over 100 films. We have narratives, comedies, drama, documentaries, short films. We have a lot of filmmakers at the event, really, to share their work, and it's just a great time, and it's really something that brings the community all together.
Let's talk about some of the films that are included in the festival this year. I believe I saw on the website the movie Fourth Man Out.
Fourth Man Out was actually last year. So okay. Where we are right now, we're a little early right now. We're taking submissions right now, and then we'll have our schedule together probably in August. But last year we had our biggest schedule of. We opened with a film called Fourth Man Out, and it was a wonderful comedy. It won a lot of awards. It's about just a small town regular guy, blue collar, who comes out to his friends, and you know they're not really prepared for it. And it's really about how they deal with it, how he deals with it, how the community deals with it, how his parents deal with it, and it's something that a lot of people have to deal with because not everybody lives in Atlanta, not everybody lives in New York or San Francisco. So coming out in a small town is just coming out anywhere. Can be difficult, but in a small town where everybody thinks you should be doing this is very difficult. And it's really about his emotional arc and the relationships that he has with a lot of his friends and people in the community.
Yes. And I've seen that film. It's a very good film. What's interesting is in the film, his buddies are, how should I phrase this? They're not the type of guys that you would think would be accepting of, you know, especially one of their best friends coming out. They're
exactly.
Kind of, I would say, in the good old boys club.
Exactly. And that's one of the charms of the film, because the people don't react the way you think they would react. And yes, you know, a few people were a little put off, but after a while they accept it and they try to, look out for his welfare. They try to find him a boyfriend. And they really kind of come around, and it's really just about acceptance and, you know, realizing that, you know, at the end of the day, their friend is no different than he was yesterday. He's their friend. He'll always be their friend. There's just an element about him they didn't know about.
Right. And there was a process that they had to go through to arrive at that conclusion.
Oh, it definitely wasn't easy.
Right.
It definitely wasn't easy and all. But yeah, they went through that process and they worked it out among themselves. And eventually, you know, it worked out really well.
Right.
But yeah, that was our opening night film last year. And that was such a popular film. It won our audience award, pretty much going away, hands down. It was easily our most favorite film of last year.
And where was that filmed?
I think it was filmed in Toronto.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, tell us about, is there a film that stands out in your mind that's going to shine this year at the festival?
We haven't announced our schedule. There is a film that we sort of have already accepted. It's not really public yet, but there's a film that premiered at Sundance this year called First Girl I Loved. It's a film about a young girl in high school, and she sort of making realizations about herself. She has a crush on another girl in high school. And it's really about, you know, the relationship she has with a girl, with her parents. It's a little bit like Fourth Man Out, really a lot of self-discovery and the realization that if she does choose this path, you know, what will happen to her? And, you know, she's a little bit more willing to go down that path than the girl that she falls for. So it's really about their emotional journey and how she decides to pursue it, and if she decides to pursue it, and the people around her, you know, just learning about her and just sort of following her and accepting her. It's a tremendous. It did. The film won an award at Sundance this year, so we're very excited about showing it this year.
Excellent. If let's just say that we have a listener out there that's never been to a film festival before, paint a picture of what the festival is like if you were just to show up and you've never been to one before.
Film festivals are so different. I mean, ours, you know, we have a core of LGBT themes. That's what our film festival is about. You can come to a film festival for many reasons. When I go to film festivals when I'm not working, which is always nice to see other people sweat, I just like to watch as many films as I can. I just like to take it all in, look at the schedule and see. Our festival has over 100 films, so it's nice to be able to put the schedule out and have people go, oh, I can't wait to see this, and literally mark the calendar. So it's an opportunity to see a lot of films. It's an opportunity to meet filmmakers and not just shake their hands afterwards, but our filmmakers, when they're down here, they hang out. They're willing to talk to people, do panel discussions, hang out afterwards, go to parties. It's really an opportunity to meet filmmakers, not just veterans, but newcomers as well. But I think another thing that is important about our festival is that there is a lot of discrimination out there. You know,
Yes.
Although, you know, the LGBT community has made a lot of advances over the last, you know, decade or so, we still have to deal with a lot of discrimination. It's not a safe environment. Look what's happened in some of our southern states right now.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, it's not an entirely safe environment. What we like about our festival is that it's a safe haven. It's a safe haven for people to come together, watch films, see their stories up there on the screen, and experience this collectively. It is so powerful to see a film that is about our community and see it with your community. And really have that experience.
And get to critique the film.
Exactly.
And share, you know, your experience about the film. And not only that, but get to talk to the filmmakers.
Exactly. And as I said, we have a really good national reputation for embracing filmmakers. We have filmmakers down literally every day of our event. And we love having them down to share their stories, to talk afterwards, have Q&As. And they really just hang out and get to know us and get to know the community.
And so would you say that part of the mission of the LGBT Film Festival is to provide not only that safe environment, but a celebration of art?
Exactly. We love to, you know, we have a pretty high standard. We get a lot of films every year, and we really like to take the best films we can. You know, we show films that, you know, we have a wide variety, but we show a lot of documentaries. We show high-quality films, and we don't always take the easiest out. We don't always pick the most mainstream film. We pick films that need to be shown. We pick films that really are going to resonate in the community, and I think that's really important.
And so tell me about the process of selecting which films get to be shown at the festival. Is there a panel? Tell us about that.
We start taking submissions January 1st, and we go through the middle of July. I'm pretty much the gatekeeper. I watch everything, which is good and bad. But I know I'm the gatekeeper, and I generally pass on films to, we have a programming committee. And what we do, the programming committee really looks at films, rates films. We get a consensus on what we're really liking this year. And then, you know, toward the, you know, probably June, July, we get together, look at what we have, and try to make a schedule. Try to make it, you know, we try to make it very balanced. Something that is very, very important for us is that, you know, we want to have a festival that is very inclusive, very diverse. We want a program for all aspects of our community. And that's something that is, you know, that is vital, because our community is very large, very diverse, and we don't want to make this just the white boy festival. I mean, because we easily could, but we want to try to make this, you know, a film where, you know, people of all genders can come, and people, you know, different segments of our community. We want to make this for everybody. But we also, you know, a lot of people who come to our festival for the first time tell me they're not aware of just the diversity out there, how many different kind of films we have. But we also have a lot of, you know, straight allies who come, because a lot of these films are universal. You know, I remember 4 years ago, we showed a film called Cloudburst with Olympia Dukakis.
Yes.
Oh, wow. We had to do two encores.
Wow.
Because people came and loved that film. People came back. And we had a lot of straight people, heterosexuals who came and said, I love this film. And that's me upstairs. That's me up there. I can completely relate to this. These are some of the things that me and my partner are dealing with.
For those listeners who may have just joined us, we're talking with Jim Farmer. He's festival director for Out on Film Film Festival, which is going to be taking place here in Atlanta at the Midtown Arts Cinema, September 29th through October 6th. You can get tickets today. I'd like to get your thoughts, Jim, on Atlanta and the burgeoning film community as a whole here now. Now that more movies, TVs, everything is being shot here, how has that helped you, and how do you see it grow since 2008?
It is really, really exciting, because I know people who literally have moved from California and Los Angeles to work here, live and work here. Mm-hmm. And they're having great careers. And it's great for us, because we have a lot of more filmmakers here that we can utilize in the festival, and we have a lot more excitement. And there's just a lot more production being done here.
Yeah, and Atlanta overall is accepting of all cultures and backgrounds and such. So that way, people can come live, work, and play here.
Exactly.
and enjoy a lifestyle you know, that they choose.
It's amazing. The difference between now and 2008 has just been incredible.
Yeah, that's good. And so where do you see taking this film festival on and into the future? Are you just going to do this year after year and year until you can't do it anymore?
Uh-huh. Well, you know, our goal when we started was to make this one of the top five LGBT film festivals in the country. And we're getting there. Right now, I think we're the seventh or the eighth biggest.
And how do you rank that? By number of attendees or?
Number of attendees.
Okay.
Number of people we get in.
We need to get that number up, Alex. We need to get some people out this year and get them in the top five.
We have a great crowd. I mean, last year we had close to 10,000 people.
Wow.
What we can't do, I don't think, you know, the California LGBT film festivals like Outfest in Los Angeles and Frameline in San Francisco, those are huge.
Yeah.
And we can probably never top those. And then there's some others in the country that are real big as well, but we're steadily growing. We're getting there, and each year we get bigger. So our goal is to,
I bet we're number one in the Southeast.
Are we?
I hope so.
I
think we're close. I think Tampa is a little bit bigger.
Really? So we got to get them, get past Tampa there for sure.
We're on their heels.
Yes. Good.
We're getting there.
Well, in line with this question about the film festival growing, I've noticed, and you probably have too, Jim, with everything that's happened lately in the news with politics and in the States, I've seen there's been a big backlash against people that are discriminating against the LGBT community. To me, it seems like the support grows every day for the community. So do you think that possibly could make this year's film festival become even larger, because people are going to come out and support the community?
I definitely think it could, because there definitely is a lot of support right now and a lot of people who can relate to discrimination or being, you know, biased against. I think there is a lot of support right now. I think a lot of us in the state right now are eternally grateful for Governor Deal.
Yes.
Because I know that I would not want to be in another state right now having to deal with this, because, you know, I know that North Carolina has a lot of similar events, has a lot of LGBT events. And, you know, I would hate to be dealing with that backlash right now.
Right. And I'm like you said, I'm glad that he did reject that bill. I hope it was for the reasons that it's just flat out wrong and not just because of the threat of boycotts
from companies. I have had a lot of filmmakers email me over the last week and a half and say, phew,
yes.
Because I was looking forward to coming to Atlanta and I wouldn't be able to come to Atlanta under this umbrella. So Atlanta News, it's reached national, international level. So I'm very proud to be in a state where Governor Deal has done this.
Right. And I was very proud as well. But I also admire the people. Like, I noticed like Bruce Springsteen has canceled concerts in North Carolina.
Exactly.
Companies are pulling out. I mean, what's your take on that?
I think that, you know, it seemed to me like a lot of the Republicans, people who were for the bill, looked at these threats and say, oh, yeah, they'll threaten this, but they're not going to really do it. But, you know, the minute North Carolina happened, it started. And, you know, as you said, Bruce Springsteen pulling out.
Snowball effect now.
Yeah. Bryan Adams pulled out of a concert,
yes,
I think, in Mississippi. Lionsgate pulled a production that was scheduled to start filming in North Carolina, and they moved it to Canada. So this wasn't a threat. I mean, I think what they don't realize is that, you know, people don't like looking at people who discriminate against others.
Yes.
It's just not the thing to do.
One way to fight back in America is with your economic dollar.
Exactly.
Right. To show your support through either purchasing or not purchasing certain services or products. And people are certainly doing that. I like to jump in with a question about the operations overall, about running a film festival. I know you can't do it alone, so I'm sure you have team members, staff, volunteers. Tell me about that portion of it all.
We do. We have an amazing group. I mean, literally, we wouldn't be doing anything without this group. My husband, Craig, is actually the board chair.
Okay.
So he sort of hovers over everything operations-wise, financially. We have a great support team who work on programming, marketing, logistics. We have people like James Rex and Jim Lunsford who do all of our marketing. And that is a tremendous task. They do our website. They just relaunched our new website. They do all of our advertising. They do posters, postcards. And they've done a tremendous job of really promoting us and getting us out there. So we have a great team of people who do that, work on programming as well. But we're always looking for other people who want to join us.
And volunteers? Do you need volunteers?
We always need volunteers. We need volunteers, you know, before the festival and during the festival to work on logistics. But there's, I mean, the thing with us is, when we started, and when I took over in 2008, one of our missions was not to be just a once a year event. So we have events throughout the year right now. So we're always working on special screenings, events. We have a big event with Atlanta Pride, June 8th. We're doing a screening of a documentary called Upstairs Inferno. So we like to keep our name out there and do events literally throughout the year, just because people, the demand is there. People really like our product and they want to see us do events more than once a year.
And how can someone get in touch if they would like to volunteer?
You can email us at info@outonfilm.org or either go to our website and fill out and just respond through our website. But
okay.
We are always looking for people who want to help us in a number of ways: programming, you know, fundraising, logistics, you know, special events.
And to get back to the festival for a second, where does it take place?
We are at the Midtown Arts Cinema. I'm on 931 Monroe Drive. That's been our longtime home. Mm-hmm. It's a great place. It's a great location. And people really, it's an independent film house. They play a lot of independent films. It's a really good fit for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And since this is Atlanta Business Radio, I have to ask a little more about the business side of things. Is this for-profit organization or are you non-for-profit?
We're non-profit.
Non-profit. So that's a big distinction right there.
Correct.
So the volunteers can help out, but you still need to get income. How do you generate money to keep the festival going? Through donations alone?
Begging.
Yeah, right.
Getting on the street, please help us,
fundraisers, everything.
We do fundraisers. You know, we apply for grants. Mm-hmm. Knock on wood. We've been successful with applying for grants the last couple of years, which has been gratifying.
And that in itself is a hard road to travel, writing the grant, knowing how to get it right and everything in itself.
You know, I'm a writer. I do a lot of arts writing myself, but writing grants is much harder than writing a feature article. I've learned to do it. You know, I'm decent at it, but you got to do it. But mm-hmm. I will say we've been very lucky with our grants. We got a grant 3 years ago from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
Oh, wow. The big wigs out in Hollywood.
The big wigs.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just, for us, the money was nice. Mm-hmm. Money's always nice. But just the notoriety of seeing, you know, because they're very choosy. Mm-hmm. And they get a lot of requests every year. And to be chosen from them was really validation that they like what we're doing.
Yeah.
And that was just, it was a really nice feeling.
Any famous celebrities ever been in attendance to the festival? Or any dream celebrity that you hope shows up this year could be in attendance to really kind of shine a big spotlight on the festival?
We have celebrities throughout the years. I'm on a mission to get Susan Sarandon down here.
Fantastic. Hey. She's been in the headlines lately.
She has. I'm always groveling for Susan Sarandon. I haven't really got the right person yet. And right. You know, it's not like Susan Sarandon is... you know, sitting at home playing ping pong. You know, she does have a thriving career.
Yeah, and she's an activist.
She's out there,
a celebrity figurehead and such. So, Alex, if you could look through your Rolodex for Susan's number.
Right. I've got it right here on my cell phone, Jim.
It is the 25th anniversary of Thelma and Louise.
Okay.
And, that's right.
And, you know, if anyone out there knows Susan Sarandon or people, we would love to have her. But, I mean, yeah, we're always looking for big celebrities. It can be a little tricky because... you know, the more famous you are, the busier you are. And, you know, what you can't do right now is plan for October because, you know, you don't know what can come up.
Well, we hope that one of those celebrities out there filming something in Atlanta during that week and they can stop by, make a cameo appearance because there's always somebody in town.
That works.
You know, so if you're listening out there, come on by, which again is September 29th through October 6th out there at the Midtown Arts Cinema. You can get tickets on the website. What was that website again?
www.outonfilm.org.
And they're also on social media and Twitter and Facebook and stuff. We connect with them there for sure. So, Alex?
I had a question about the festival. How many films do you receive as to how many actually get picked to be in the festival?
That's a good question. I mean, when this team took over in 2008, we didn't get a lot of submissions. We were kind of in flux. We were kind of, there had been some lean years. So there weren't a whole lot in 2008, 2009. But last year we had close to 600. So, we try to show as much as we can. We try to open up spots. You know, on the weekends we show films starting at 10 a.m., going to 2 at night. We generally show about 125. So the ratio is generally... 5 to 1.
Five to one.
We are, wow. You know, last year we had well over 100 films. So we're always trying to add to that, you know, maybe do additional screenings before. So we're always trying to, you know, do more films each year. But we do get in much more films than we can program.
And what are some of the awards you give away?
We have the Audience Award, which last year Fourth Man Out won.
Yes.
We have Best Documentary. We also have Jury Awards. The jury awards give out, you know, best overall film, best actor, best actress, that sort of thing, best comedy. We have a lot. We started Audience Awards 4 years ago, and they're very popular. And people are very opinionated. What I love about this festival is that when people see a film, they love coming in and talking about it. And they're not shy. You know, they love a film, they're going to tell us. If they don't like the film, they're going to
tell
us. But they love filling out the balance and feeling like they have a hand in choosing the winner. So people are always eager to see what won, you know, what all the categories were. So people are very eager about that.
Well, how much are the tickets?
Tickets are, well, we have individual tickets for Out on Film are $11 for each film. However, you can buy a festival pass that gets you... basically a pass for the entire festival, every single film, every single party, every event that runs $155.
Okay. But that you could go to everything.
Literally everything, every film, every panel, every party.
Oh, tell us about the parties.
The parties, we generally have an opening night party. Last year we had it at Mix Atlanta, but it's a nice event. We just, for opening night, we always have, a film that we think is going to be well-liked, fairly mainstream. So we program that. We have a guest down, and then we usually just go somewhere afterwards and just hang out. And again, people love the guests that we have. People love the fact that our guests come down, and when they're done, they don't just fly out the door and run back to the airport or, their hotel room. They really want to hang out and get to know people and talk and learn more about them. And it's a great experience. We have a lot of filmmakers, semi-filmmakers in the area. So it's nice to get them together and match up filmmakers. One of the things that we've been proud of is that we've been able to match up producers and filmmakers. It's always nice when filmmakers come down here and they can find a producer and shoot their next film locally. That is great for the economy. It's great for in so many ways. And that's happened a lot.
Right. That's excellent. Well, I have, I'm going to give a shameless plug here for a show that I'm working on called Artrepreneur Radio. And I'm having artists, musicians, filmmakers, actors come on the show and talk about their experience and trying to make it, which is hard as an artist, as you probably know. And I would love for you to come back before the festival and in the end of September and bring some people with you, some actors, some filmmakers, directors, and just do a whole show about LGTB festival.
I would love to. I would be delighted to do that.
That's wonderful.
I would love to.
Excellent.
Now, there's once been said that the artist is the original entrepreneur, that you self-invent yourself as an artist, and then you have to get yourself out there. It's almost like running a little business before you actually become successful, for sure. I have to ask Jim a question here. Is there a film in you somewhere? Since you are a writer by nature, you love film. One day, will there be a film from Jim Farmer?
That's a good question. I've been working on the script for about 22 years.
Have you really?
I have, and, I get there, and I change it. And I do eventually hope I can. The film festival, I love doing it. Mm-hmm. It is pretty year-round, and I'm a year-round writer. I do find some time to do some script writing, and I hope one of these days I actually finish. I have written some small scripts.
Right. As the festival director, you're like the curator of stories, but as a writer yourself, then you have a story that is just from you.
I do think I have a story to tell. I'm getting more advanced in years right now, so I hope that story can eventually come out.
It's just becoming a little longer story. That's
exactly.
Okay. That's good.
Right. And you write for the Georgia Voice, correct?
I do their theater column.
Tell us about that.
I've been writing for Georgia Voice. Well, Georgia Voice, for those who don't know, the newspaper Southern Voice was for the longest time the area's LGBT newspaper, and Southern Voice unfortunately went under, and then the newspaper that emerged from that was Georgia Voice. So I've been writing for Southern Voice and Georgia Voice since 1998. I've been doing a theater column for them, and I do general arts as well.
Okay.
Like reviews of theaters or events and such?
Theater. Most of what I write locally is about theater. Sometimes I write about film as well.
So you're always out there attending new stuff as well.
And that is a lot of fun. I mean, Atlanta is a great cultural hub. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much filming that is going here, so much film. But, the theater community here is very rich and layered. And, I see probably one or two plays a week, and it's nice. But it's Atlanta is a we're very lucky to be living here where there's so much going on. The theater community here is very rich.
Is there any recommendations you have for the listeners out there of some current plays or playhouses that they need to go see? As someone myself, I don't get out and see a lot of plays. I'll be honest. Where would I go? How do I pick the right place or the right event to attend?
I saw a play on Sunday. It was called Beyond Reasonable Doubt, the Troy Davis Project.
Okay.
It was about Troy Davis, who I'm not sure if you're familiar with. He was executed in 2011 for the slaying of a police officer 20 years earlier.
It's all coming back now.
And that case drew international news, and some people were convinced that he was innocent. A lot of people were convinced he was guilty, and it had, people were very passionate about in their beliefs. And it's a play just looking at that, taking transcripts newspaper headlines, blogs, and just really sort of crafting an original play about it. The play, interesting enough, it doesn't deal with Troy Davis. It deals with other people.
His people around him.
People right. around him, like, you know, people that are affected by it. Mm. So it's a very challenging.
And it's a real life story.
Exactly.
Right. Love it.
Well, tell us, Jim, what do you like to do in Atlanta when you're not watching and critiquing films or writing for the Georgia Voice?
I used to play a lot of tennis. The body isn't cooperating as well right now. I love to watch tennis.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, between, you know, watching movies and seeing theater and watching tennis, you know, I do like to just relax at home. You know, I tend to be kind of a workaholic. That's always been my nature. And that's subject. But there are weekends now where I do like to just do nothing, just kind of invent things to do or just lay around and kind of, you know, have a non-eventful weekend.
All right. Well, before we go, tell our audience again how they can get in touch with you and find out more information about the festival.
My email address is jim.farmer@outonfilm.org. And you can also contact myself and anybody from our team at our website, www.outonfilm.org. And the website really sort of gives you a snapshot of what we're doing this year, some of the films we've had before, and how you can get involved and participate.
Excellent. And Jim, I will definitely be attending the festival.
Oh, I'm very excited. I'd love to have you too.
I'm looking forward to it. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It was a pleasure. And if your business is doing something exciting and you would like to be featured on Business Radio X, reach out to us on the contact page at businessradiox.com. All right, my friends, thank you for listening. I'm Alex Gossett-Shiflett, your hostess with the mostest. And as always, I'm wondering, who will be my next guest on Business Radio X?